Hey, fishies. Welcome to the first episode of Auntie Wombat's Bible Class. I didn't get too many calls for my first episode, which in retrospect is not all that surprising. So I asked my resident queer trans teen for suggestions on what I should talk about, and he suggested bullying. Bullying is kind of the convergence of a bunch of toxic crap that we find in our culture. First thing is, like, we have this conformity culture where humans have a tendency to want to conform to whatever group they're in. And this is largely actually a biological thing. It happened, you know, back in the old tribal days before we had written language. You had to know who your people were, and you generally were like your people, and the people who are different were bad. So you would fight them away. And, you know, we still get kind of that base instinct to some extent, some more than others. It still happens today, and including the fighting people off who are different. And we do live in an interesting time right now. We are experiencing a culture shift from a culture that values conformity more to one that values diversity more. And this isn't happening evenly all over the world or even all over the country, but it is happening. It's an interesting thing to witness. And at the same time as this culture shift happens in, you know, parts of the country and especially the more densely packed urban areas, there's a lot of backlash against it. And so the people who are invested in this culture of conformity lash out even more at the people who are valuing diversity. And you see this a lot in the discourse online and maybe even among your peers, but that's part of why things seem so awful right now. It's not because it is getting more awful. It's because it's actually getting better. But the people invested in it being awful are lashing out and making it worse again. Another big factor in bullying is that it's often a behavior that is learned at home. Bullies often have parents who bully each other, bully their children. They learn by example. And when you have a bad example, you get bad results. As humans, we tend to pick up the bad habit of picking on others to make ourselves feel better. And so bullies tend to go for easy targets, people who seem different or weak or any of a number of things, sometimes even just annoying. This can be complicated by an environment where, for example, in a school, the teachers themselves might be perpetuating this behavior, maybe by calling on a student as not learning well in that environment repeatedly and humiliating them, that kind of thing. And when teachers perpetuate this behavior too, it makes it even more of an issue for the fellow students. So what can you do? I mean, ideally, you would find yourself in an environment where bullying is not just talked about being bad, but actually demonstrated as being bad, where teachers do not engage in that kind of behavior, where administrators and teachers take reports of bullying seriously. The behavior is, you know, enforced. So, you know, they take the report seriously and then take action against the bully. And ideally, they would also work with the bully and try to figure out what the root cause is of this issue, because bullying doesn't exist in a vacuum. Hopefully they can provide some resources to help the bully with whatever's going on at home, counseling or one-on-one time or whatever it takes. Because the real cure for bullying is a culture of compassion and showing people that you care about them and not allowing them to take their frustrations out on others. Unfortunately, that type of environment is not always possible to find. So the next best thing is to find an adult who will actually listen and be your advocate. A lot of times, even if the school has a terrible culture, you can find someone who can be on your side, someone who will listen to you, someone who can advocate for you, because it's often the case where, unfortunate as this might be, teenagers and kids aren't listened to when adults are, and the adults can often make more headway into getting things done to making bad behavior stop. I know it's hard to talk about this kind of issue a lot of the time, and it's really hard and it's stressful, but getting someone on your side is super helpful for preventing this kind of thing. Or, I mean, even if it doesn't prevent it, at least you've got someone who believes you and will advocate for you and hopefully keep you from taking the discipline for someone else's actions. Unfortunately, I know that's not always possible either, but there is something you can do, maybe not to help yourself directly, but you can take action to make things better for other people. If you see bullying, report it. Don't intervene, because that'll just get you in the mess and risk your own, well, risk your safety for one thing, but also, you know, you run the risk of taking the brunt of whatever punishment gets doled out. But report it. Tell someone that it happened. And if you can, try to get others, your peers, to engage in that behavior as well. If you are all looking out for each other, you can slowly but surely change the culture. It's an uphill battle. It'll seem like it's moving at a glacial speed, but the more people you get on board to look out for each other and behave with compassion, the culture shift at this local level, this micro level, will work its way through. And maybe not in the time you're there, but if you can keep, if this is kept up with students helping other students, peers helping peers, teenagers helping teenagers, it does make a difference in the long run. Finally, I know you've heard it gets better, but let me tell you, it really does. High school and middle school are seriously the worst time for bullying and, you know, standing out like a sore thumb and being made fun of because you're different. They're seriously cesspools of terrible behavior. Adults, college students, they're usually too busy worrying about their own lives and getting through it all to bother with any of this stuff, which isn't to say you're not going to encounter this as an adult, full stop. There are still adults who act like this, and it sucks. But at least as an adult, you can more easily remove yourself from the situation. If it's at a job, you can look for another job. If it's in some group you're in and the leaders of that group aren't doing anything about it, you can leave the group. If it's in a relationship, yeah, that happens too. If it's in a relationship, you can leave the relationship, and that's hard too. It's all hard. Life doesn't necessarily get easier, but it does get better. So, thanks for listening. Normally I'd be playing a lot of calls, or if I got questions via various social media accounts, I'd be reading those off. But I only got one call this week, and that's understandable. This is my first show. I don't expect the word to have spread very far yet. I'm going to go ahead and play that call now just so you can hear it. It wasn't a question. It was a thank you.
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say that I think it's amazing that you guys are making a podcast for LGBT youth, and it's just amazing, and I love you guys, and you're awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that call. If you'd like to get in touch, the voicemail number is area code 415-504-BATZ, that's 2289, or you can connect with me on social media, Instagram, Wombatalum, Twitter, the_Wombat, or you can check out the Anti-Wombats Bible Class Facebook page and send a message from there. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you next time. Be safe.